of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome. That's R-H-O-M-E. He is the author of many books, including From the Temple to the Talmud, published by the Barnes Review. Their website is barnesreview.org. He also writes articles for GnosticLiberationFront.com. And just a quick word, we will not be broadcasting live on Monday or Tuesday. So I hope that you will miss us, and we certainly will all miss you. But hopefully we'll all have a nice holiday, a nice Christmas. Alrighty, we were talking about Poland and some of the situation in Poland. There were at least 70,000 Jews that were living in Poland that were being subjected to a lot of persecution by the official policies of the Polish government. So at least 70,000 of these Jews decided to flee to Germany because they felt, and this was after 1935, they felt that life in Germany under the Nuremberg laws and under Hitler was more tolerable than life in Poland. And because there were no pogroms in Germany, there was no official policy of persecution. The lies that we've been told about the persecution was basically projection. Some of the people that were being persecuted in this country, we had persecution against the blacks in this country where people were being lynched and all kinds of terrible things. And yet we hear all these stories which simply were not true. Are you there?
Yes, and we also forget that when Germany and Poland clashed with one another, that Poland was not a quote-unquote democracy at all. It was a military dictatorship ruled by several generals, and this is what the German government was up against. Like I say, you hear lots of things over the years that, oh, Germany attacked Poland without any cause, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that was really not true at all. And the Zionists were very, very active in Poland, creating pressure on Germany and on the Jews of Poland as well.
Right.
Yes, go ahead, please.
10% of the Polish population was composed of Jews, where in other countries you'll find that it's 1 or 2%. But 10% of the population, and most of them lived in urban areas rather than in rural areas, particularly in Warsaw. They did have a large Zionist movement there and recruited people in Warsaw. In fact, their main office for recruitment of people to go to Palestine was in Warsaw. There was also one in Berlin, and they were trying to get people to go to Palestine. And we often hear the myth that, oh, well, it was Hitler that created Israel. Well, that's a bunch of poppycock, because the Zionist movement started in the 1880s. And it certainly was facilitated by the Balfour Declaration, which was through the British. So you had the Zionist movement was well underway before Hitler ever came to power in 1933. The movements in both Warsaw and, well, particularly in Warsaw, they wanted to get these Jews out of the country. There were several places that were mentioned as places to have them go. We do have to take a real quick break. We will take your phone calls after we come back from the break at 800-313-9443.
Oh, American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome, author of many, many books, and including From the Temple to the Talmud. And we do have some callers lining up. What do you think? Should we take some callers?
Sounds great. Yes, I'd love to hear from some of the listeners.
All righty. Let's take Alfred in Chicago. Hey, we're neighbors. Alfred, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ms. Spingola. Thank you for the greeting. I actually wanted to speak to you a little bit off the air, but I guess on the air it's fine. I'm calling because a listener of your show by the name of Jeffrey Joseph Black.
Yes.
His mother called me a few days ago to give me the bad news that he was murdered on October 26th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
He was murdered?
Murdered, yes. And whenever you get a chance, I'm going to send you an email with a request from his mother for some property of his. I'm sorry.
I had an external hard drive that he delivered to me, and I sent that back to him several months ago. And he delivered it. I met him at the train station in Naperville with a friend of mine, and He wanted me to have this because he was afraid, and there was some information, and but I did not ever open it. I was unable to open any of the files on that external hard drive, and so I sent it back to him. Well, it's been several months.
All right. Then I guess she I will send her an email, let her know that she has or he has already in his possession. He had in his possession what he mentioned to his mother.
Yeah. And yeah, I sent that back. In fact, I have emails from him saying, thank you, I got the hard drive. And, yeah, I'll have to look in my email file and see when that occurred. But it's been several months that I sent that to him. And he wanted me, I asked him, I said, wouldn't you like to have this before you leave? Because he told me he was leaving. And he was unable to come out to the train station. I was unable to go to Chicago, and he said, could you just mail it to me after I get settled? And he told me that he was moving to Pittsburgh, and so when he was settled, he emailed me, and then I sent the hard drive.
All right. I'll let his mother know then.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, that's very sad. I can't imagine anybody that would murder him. I'm sure that many of you remember that he used to call into RBN. He used to call into John's program, Jeffrey Joe Black, and he actually had a campaign against the current mayor, Rahm Emanuel. And I think he was very effective in pointing out that Rahm Emanuel was not actually, because he had not established residency here when he started running for mayor, and then they pulled some fast ones and got the people who rented the Emanuel's home to say, oh no, they left a bunch of boxes in the basement. And then they came back the next day. Oh, well, they said no. No, they didn't leave anything here at the home. They cleaned it out when they went to Washington. Then the next day they came back into court and said, oh, yes, we found about 100 boxes in the basement. Dargone. But Jeffrey was basically the one that targeted him very publicly. All righty, we do have another caller. Let's take Werner in British Columbia. Werner, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dan. You know something? I am delighted. You are the fiercest defender of the German people.
Well, I just think that the truth is really important.
Well, as I say, people don't learn their past, and they rely on the fabricated past. They are bound to repeat the same mistakes over and over again and get sucked in by the same perpetrators.
Indeed. And there's so many books out. In fact, Lark in the chat room just asked me about this one book, The Mind and God of Adolf Hitler by Dr. Ron Joseph. And he said, Deanna, can you ask Dr. Rome about the author's conclusions about Hitler's supposed weirdness? And but anyway, let's talk about that after. What would you like to
Deanna,
to say?
One, I've mentioned that several times before. People, if they want to know the real history, they have to go back to the original sources before any kind of a vested interest have a chance to put their own spin on. And one of the basic original sources are now available on the internet, and those are the speeches Adolf Hitler gave during all the pivotal times in the 20s, 30s, and up to 1945. You know, and they're available on the internet. They're in German, but they got the English translation underneath. Hello?
I'm sorry. I muted myself to take a drink of water.
Sorry.
Yes, we absolutely have to go to the original sources, to the archives, to the original documents, and then draw our own conclusions. And certainly, in fact, one of our frequent guests, Clint Richardson, says he does not even read the books that many people read, because they are often opinion. But he goes right to the main sources. And so that is what you're suggesting that we do. What are your thoughts, Dr. Rum?
Well, I think so also that so many people, when it comes to Germany and World War II, the topic, they assume that they've been taught the truth, and that Germany started the war, and Hitler was a terrible person who tried to kill all the Jews. And when they hear anything to the opposite of that, in some ways they don't really know what to, I think a lot of people don't really know what to do with the information. They realize they can't go to work and talk about it, can't go to most churches and talk about it, if any churches at all. And they don't really know what to do with the information that they've gotten. So I think that's a problem, that the things that we're discussing are rather, how shall we say, politically very incorrect, and certainly the Democrats and the Republicans don't want to hear anything to do with what we're discussing.
And you mentioned early in the program about Veterans Today, you know. I think the veterans, they have to come clear and become honest. Who was it there who wrote a book there about years ago? War is a Racket?
Yes. General Butler.
Smedley Butler, yeah.
Yeah.
And, but it seems to, when even some of the hosts on RBN, they don't want to get kicked off their soapbox, that basically they have been used as pawns now for over 100 years to do the dirty work for the very same enemies of the people.
Well, you know, I think that that people just don't want to leave something that's comfortable. They don't want to lose friends. They don't want to be controversial. And so they repeat the myths. That they either believe them or have just not dug deep enough. And as I said, I repeated some of those same myths, but as soon as I found out that they weren't true, then I tried to take them back and start going in the direction of truth. And certainly when I talked about the Reichstag fire, I was just repeating what I had heard in the truth movement. And I believe that you're going to find more people in the so-called truth movement that are perpetuating these myths than you do on the outside, because that is where they infiltrate. They're certainly not going to try to infiltrate organizations that already promote this. They're going to infiltrate into the so-called truth movement, because people have a tendency to believe that if there's some sort of alternative media, that that's where you're going to find the alternative truth. And they will not believe all the other so-called government versions of everything. They don't believe 9/11, about the 9/11. They don't believe the Pearl Harbor myth. They don't believe a lot of things. They simply do not trust the government, and yet they readily accept the government's version of World War II. So they're just consistent in their trust and in their belief system. They're just, and it's too bad, because it's hurting the movement. And
But at least you have the courage when you recognize that you were repeating falsehood to make a 180-degree turnaround and admit it. But most of the people, they're living in a kind of a lucid dream, and they don't want to get woken up.
That's possible, yes. Alrighty, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll take some more calls at 800-313-9443.
Michael Anthony's Private Stock. Your source for all natural, high quality, affordable, energizing, rejuvenating, powerful, healing herbal formulas. Hi, I'm Michael Anthony. Over 25 years ago, I designed my own line of herbal formulas to serve as allies in defending the body's health and well-being. My product line is a complete arsenal of protection. To find out more about my exclusive formulas, call 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, or email michaelanthonysprivatestock@yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's exclusive herbal formulas.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Our guest today is Dr. Harold Rome. And, Werner, did you have some other questions or comments?
Well, I just want to say, you know, it's the same way as with the food. When there are too many toxic ingredients in the food, they will do us in. And it's the same way with the information. When there are too many when there's too much false information, it ultimately will do in people.
Indeed. That's a good analogy.
You know.
I like to hear that. We not only have toxic elements in thinking and what is called, presented to us as history, we have toxic elements in our foods. In a way, we are surrounded by toxic elements. I don't know how else to say it.
Well, the world is a dangerous place.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Indeed. All righty. Thank you so much, Werner, for your phone call.
Thank you.
Alrighty, let's take Shelley, and we do need to answer that question from the chat room about Dr. Ron, let's see, who, and you wrote about him, Dr. Ron Joseph. But let's take Shelley from Texas, and then I want you to answer that question.
Hello?
Shelley, yes, welcome.
Yes. Oh, hello, Deanna and Dr. Harold Rome, Christmas present. It's really good to hear you. I missed the first 20 minutes. Did you discuss at all William Dudley Pelly?
No? We mentioned...
Okay, ahead, I'll go back and listen. I'll go back and listen. If it was probably in the first 20 minutes then. But it's a pleasure to talk to you. And by the way, I agree with Werner on the toxic ingredients in food and history. I am so sick of it. And I have a whole list of criteria. I'm down to very, very, very few hosts in both RBN and now Oracle Broadcasting. I never listen to Orion except for Dr. Carly and Maggie on occasion, and they're gone. But my criteria, if they bash Hitler or Nazis or, you know, perpetrate myths, they're gone. And if they discuss 9/11 and do not mention the Israeli connection, they're gone. I have others, but those are two that come to mind. Let's see, the Pelley, Dr. Rome, I came across Pelley. Elmhurst, he wrote a book, The World Hoax, Jewish Role in Bolshevism, 1938. Somebody sent me that PDF. And
he wrote a lot of books. He was not on, I had a good article about him, and I have the e-book. You need to email me. I'll just send that to you.
Is this written by Pelley? Or Elmhurst?
Yeah, William W. Pelley, yeah, was just a remarkable man. He was put in prison during World War II by the Homeland Security of the day.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, even when the war was over, he was not released until 1950, where apparently he promised to have nothing else to do with politics, and he became a very meaningful spiritual metaphysical teacher. And
amazing.
over 50 books were published of his channeled writing.
Gosh. Now, this is, okay, well, I came across because he wrote the introduction to this Elmhurst book, The World Hoax. And I was so impressed with his writing. I thought, who on earth is he? Looked him up, found your name. And that's about it. And I think you mentioned that almost all of his thousands of publications and newsletters, I mean, he wasn't like a Ford where he could, you know, stick them and distribute them in his automobiles. They were destroyed, most of his publications, and I guess all of his books, because I can find just a few, right?
You need to look online a little bit more.
Okay.
American Book Exchange, ABEbooks.com, and others you can just run his name, and you can find, again, email me, and I will see if I can find. There used to be a company that was still, that worked with his family after he passed away to keep the books in circulation. His daughter, I cannot remember her first name, but she died back in 2011, right before my other book was published, and she had kept all the copyrights in context and legal and all of that, and there are numbers of the books that are available, and if you are a spiritual, metaphysically minded person,
yes, always have been.
Oh, you'll want to find out much more about William W. Pelley. I won't bore you with more on the subject now, but like I say, he's a very interesting man. And
he
the
is.
More you find out about him, you will be totally intrigued. I am very, very sure.
Oh, well, thank you so, so very much. And Dan, I know you're running short. You've got callers and want to answer other questions. I'm just wondering if with this, I am, every day I try and download for fear that the internet's going to be closed or, you know, books will vanish. And do you want me to finish? I hear the music.
Stay over the break and we'll pick it up on the other way.
Okay.
Be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today is Dr. Harold Rome, and Shelley, you had wanted to make some conclusions?
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering if I'm so concerned about vanishing books, and, you know, we end up with this false narrative that people keep repeating. If you could think about maybe having a show on, like a Bookshare show, where we could call in and list, I have hundreds of PDFs on all kinds of topics, and even ancient Jewish history and Jewish encyclopedias and written by Jews. But it's like David Duke, you know, sometimes it's best to go to their source. They can't prove themselves wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But maybe, you know, people could call in and say, I've got this, you know, to contribute and read off their lists, and then we could collect them under, you know, Spengola suggested real history or something like that. An original and original sources and trusted authors. Would you think that that might be a good way to save some of these books before they might vanish, or am I just being unusually paranoid?
Well, you could be unusually paranoid, but it's still a good idea.
Maybe not.
To get you, then you're not paranoid, right?
That's right. Oh, all righty. Well, thank you both so, so very much. And I can't wait, Dr. Rome, to read more about William Dudley Pelley. And I can't wait to purchase it from the Temple to the Talmud. Merry Christmas, both of you. And Chatters. I'm not there, but Yeah, Merry Christmas to Chatters.
All righty.
Thanks.
Thank you so
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, could you address this issue? Well, we do have another caller. Let's take Liz, and then I want you to address the issue of Dr. Ron Joseph, who you mentioned in an article. But let's take Liz in the Ozarks first. Liz, welcome
Hello.
To the program.
I'll make this real quick. And it's funny that your last caller mentioned, because I'm calling in with an idea of exactly what she suggested. So you one time had mentioned the Barnes Review,
mm-hmm.
and you read from them. Well, I get their magazine now, and they just sent me all the books that they also sell. And it's right in your guest, if he wanted to contact them and mention, you know, his books. Because they got everything from the Holocaust to the great books on Adolf Hitler from Hitler's Jewish soldiers and uncensored videos. And maybe that last caller, too, would like to check. But I also called the Barnes Review and suggested they come on your show.
Oh, that'd be a lovely idea.
So
yeah, I have a lot of their books and really appreciate what they do.
Yeah, they carry
when you look at the books that they have available, it is a very unique collection of books, and a lot of those books, titles you're simply not going to find anywhere else, and they're very available. They will ship to you very promptly and very efficiently.
Yeah, they're unbelievable, all the way from that, from the Europeans to the American history. But if you maybe email them and invite them on your show, I talked to the girl for half an hour and said that Barnes Review and the Truth Radio is like yours that deals in history need to come together and help support each other because it's a great magazine. And they were kind of keen on the idea, but maybe you could contact them, Deanna.
Sure.
I'd love to hear their articles and have an editor come on and talk about how the Barnes Review started and all that great stuff.
All righty, that sounds like a really good idea, Liz. Thank you so much.
I'll look forward to hearing it. Your guest today is wonderful. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. All righty, tell us about Dr. Ron Joseph. Lark in the chat room asked about him.
Yeah, he's a very interesting character. Until I was doing research, I had never run across his writings before. He is a Jewish psychiatrist, psychoanalyst, and writer. And I included him in the article about deconstructing 6 million hollow myths because one thing I point out there is that the number, the 6 million number, the six is the Hebrew letter Vav, and that is a Kabbalistic magical number. So 6 million is a number that is, like a magic spell, and therefore it can never be changed. Ron Joseph liked the book Adolf Hitler, Begründer Israels, Adolf Hitler, Founder of Israel, maintains that not only was Hitler himself of Jewish descent, that many of the National Socialist leaders of early days were the same way. I don't believe that personally at all, but I do say that nonetheless we can conjecture that if this were actually true, then the so-called Holocaust might simply be seen as a tragically curious intra-Judaic affair. Interesting
right.
idea, is it not?
Right. Well, that book opens up, the Binder book opens up by having a picture of Hitler and then saying that he has all the characteristics of a Jew. So when a book opens up and you don't even get past the introduction and into the contents and they're already spinning lies that have been disproven by several other really good researchers, then, you know, you really have to kind of figure, well, that book is probably just based on lies, and which you've indicated.
Well, I think it is, and I think that that's certainly a Zionist disinformation strategy that is being used. And, again, both the books, Dr. Ron Joseph's books and the other one about Adolf Hitler, Founder of Israel, They're worth taking a look at, but I believe they're false. There's no way to really prove any of that beyond shadow of a doubt at all.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Not a problem. If Hitler was Jewish, we would have heard a lot more about it before now. And I don't think there's any way of proving that. Not at all.
Well, there is a way to prove that he's not, is simply go back in the history, and Carolyn Yeager has done that, and
she's
also Veronica Clark has done that. And when you look at the title itself, the founder of Hitler, founder of Israel, then that would mean that, for one thing, the Zionist movement started in 1880 or before. And then that would kind of make him responsible for all of the deaths of the Palestinians, responsible for the loss of 500 towns that the terrorist Jews, Ergun, came in and destroyed all of these towns, and you could just blame it on him. That would, you know, why don't we just blame everything in the world on him? Why don't we blame 9/11 on him? Why don't we blame Pearl Harbor on him? Why don't we just blame him for everything? And that is what they're trying to do, to so discredit him that people won't look underneath all of these lies and find out what he really did, is that he kicked the bankers out of Germany, and he created a system that was far better than capitalism, far better than communism, one that enhanced the lives of everybody in Germany. People were happy. He built an economic miracle, and that is what people do not want anybody to look at. And that is why you have all the distractions, and it serves a good purpose, because then people don't look beyond that. They don't look beyond the lies.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid to see anything remotely positive about Hitler, as they'll be criticized by their co-workers, their friends, and certainly their churches.
Their family.
All the churches basically are pro-Zionist, pro-Israel. I'm sure that we'll get a call, somebody saying opposite of that, but that's the way I feel about it. You can't find any kind of Christian church that is not essentially pro-Israel.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, the churches, I believe, have been infiltrated, because that is how they operate. I mean, if you're going to take over the culture of a country, you've got to infiltrate the organizations, the agencies, the churches, everything where you can change culture, whether you're going to go to Hollywood and make films or infiltrate churches or get into the government. That's how you do it. Into the educational apparatus, communications.
You are absolutely right. And that's a good way to say it. That to take over a people, you have to take over their cultural entities, and certainly the main one of those are the churches and the schools. So if you dominate them, then you dominate the entire culture.
Exactly. All righty. We are taking calls at 800-313-9443. And let me check in the chat room and see if there's any interesting things in here. We have such a great group in the chat room. I just love those people. they are really wonderful.
You have a great group of listeners. Absolutely, you do.
Yes, we do. RBN has a very nice group of listeners, and I feel grateful that I am on RBN, and I don't feel that telling the truth has hurt me in the least, and I think that speaks well for RBN that I'm still here.
Absolutely.
Yep. All righty. So let's see. You wrote this book. You wrote Exploring the Occult Origins of Crucial Holocaust Dogma, which is part of the Deconstructing 6 Million Holo Myths. And Lisa, who called in, or Liz, Liz, who called in from the Ozarks, mentioned the Barnes Review, and I met some people from the Barnes Review back in 2007 and purchased a lot of books from them. I went to California for a conference and became acquainted with them and have bought things from them and subscribed right then. And I've never been sorry, and they are a great source of truth. And I think Michael Collins Piper also speaks very highly of them.
Yes, he does.
And he's a great truth teller, too. He's wonderful. And, of course, we
his
know he's
all great, and he's, what he does on the radio is very, very good.
Love his books. I have all of his books.
I don't have them all, but I have several, absolutely.
Yeah, he's great. Terrific. All righty. So tell us why you wrote this. You wrote it in 2008, and you have a PDF file for research purposes. Please go to the PDF file.
It is going to be a chapter in this other book I'm working on that I'm calling Opening the Memory Hole. But basically, it deals with the idea that the six million number, which, as you know, apparently can never be changed. You'd think that if 6 million Jews were really killed during the so-called Holocaust, all of that, that along the way that Jews would be glad to hear, oh, not that many died, and some got away, and it's not 6 million, but you never hear that. The 6 million number apparently can never change, and you'd have to read my article to see a little more about it, but basically it is a Kabbalistic, which is, Kabbalism is Jewish mysticism and magic. It's a Kabbalistic number. It can never change. Six is the number of a number of numerological completion, and six, and then times six, times ten, times ten, times ten is 6 million, and again, a magical number. I don't know what else to say about it other than that. But if you want to see that article from me, you can either find it on GnosticLiberationFront.com, or you can just email me. I'll send you a link to that, or I'll send you a PDF of it.
Great.
It's kind of interesting.
Well, if you read Sanning's work, it's very in-depth work. He's got a lot of charts and figures and whatnot, but he talks about the dissolution of European Jews and talks about the people who immigrated. And then when you couple that with some other things that have been produced, you discover that there was a lot of immigration, particularly out of Poland, of young Jewish men who could not get jobs, just like in this country. Young men in this country, they aren't so much immigrating as they're joining the military because there are no jobs. So when there are no jobs, then you have to go where there are. And so a lot of Jews, young men, left Poland. We had great movement of Jews out of Germany after 1933. Many of them came to this country. A lot of them did go to Palestine. And if you look at the facts and figures in Sanning's book, there's just no way there could have been 6 million Jews that were killed in Europe because there weren't that many there, and a lot of them, of course, went into Soviet Russia, and a lot of them went to Siberia and were worked to death. Okay, so when you're talking about, it's the same thing with the Katyn Forest. You know, blame the Germans for everything, but then when you look and find out the facts, just as they did with the the 20,000 Poles that were killed in the forest. They blamed Germany for years for that, even brought it up during the Nuremberg trials. Come to find out it was the Russians, the Soviets that did that.
Yes, finally the truth came out about that, that the Soviets did it, not the Germans. And everything has to be, for some people, has to be blamed on the Germans. They have to say terrible things about the Germans, and certainly about the so-called National Social, the Nazi movement. they have to say something horrible about it, because if they look at the very truth about it, you find that many good things were happening. I've said, yes, there was a Holocaust. It was called World War II, and the most of the deaths were in Russia and China as a result of that war, because we turned Eastern Europe, we turned all of Russia, and eventually Southeast Asia, we turned that over to the communist movement. The Roosevelt administration playing a key role in pulling that off.
All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back, and this is our last segment. Be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Teravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Teravim? Simple. Teravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Just a comment from the chat room. This is from, or no, it's an email from Mike. He said the Mossad probably hit black in Pittsburgh on orders of Rahm Emanuel. And that is from our email. All righty, we do have another caller, Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great show. I'm going to play devil's advocate on Werner's proposition that if we don't study history, we can't learn from it. And my premise is, could history also be a distraction? In our present, we have had the same situation happen in Iraq with Saddam Hussein, in Libya with Muammar Gaddafi, and I don't hear an outcry. I don't hear people getting totally upset about what's happening in the present. Maybe they're just busy distracting themselves with studying Germany.
Well, I think that there's so many distractions. I don't think these people are studying Germany. I think they're watching Dancing with the Stars and some other drivel. What do you think, Dr. Rome?
Oh, I think that, yes, most of the American people are very, very ill-informed. We've had several generations now of so-called public schools, which are simply public indoctrination centers for the most part. They don't teach you any history. As a matter of fact, they teach you anything they can but that. So, yes, I think we're distracted. But people studying Germany in World War II are not, I don't think you find them so much among the distracted ones. And as we've said today, what was going on in Germany back in late 20s, early 30s is not all that different from what's going on now. People were on the streets. They were hungry. They were, quote-unquote, homeless, all of that. And so same things are happening, very similar things, not same things, but very similar things are happening today. So I appreciate you, the caller, wanting people not to be distracted. And we all want that. That's why we're on the air trying to do this.
Exactly. And of course, when you realize the similarities between what is going on now and what went on during World War II and make the comparisons, then I think that you're more apt to come to the right conclusions rather than the stuff that you get on the media, in the media.
The media does nothing but distract and delude, and people don't realize that what occurs on the mainline news has nothing to do with the producer, the director, or the newscasters. It has to do with sponsors. If sponsors don't want something covered on the news, it won't be, or it will be passed over very, very, very quickly, as you see that many issues are.
Right. All righty. We have run out of time. It's been lovely having you on the program, and thank you, Richard, for your phone call and your comments, and thanks to all of the callers who have called in and contributed to the program today. And remember that we will not be broadcasting on Monday or Tuesday. We will have some very good rebroadcast, however. And I personally hope that everyone has a wonderful Christmas. And again, Dr. Rome, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me on. You have a great holiday yourself.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Talk to you on Wednesday.